and welcome to the Home Staging Tips Podcast, the place to be if you need home staging tips because you are selling your house soon. I am your host, Kasha McDaniel, so let's get started with this new episode. Hey there, everybody. Welcome to another Creative Home Podcast episode. My name is Kasha McDaniel, and today we're going to talk about, are your Christmas decorations down yet? Because I just took ours down yesterday. Yesterday being the Three Kings Day, which is a major German holiday here. I finally took it down, but we really take them down a little bit earlier. Normally because I actually have, my kids have birthdays in January. So if the house is still decorated for Christmas, it just doesn't feel like a birthday party. So yeah, our Christmas decorations come down earlier than probably what most. But with COVID this past year, we actually decorated our house the weekend after Halloween. So it's been up for a good 2 months. We've had these things up for a really long time. So while yes, it looks very festive and everything, but it's time for them to come down. It really is. And plus the Christmas trees, we have a live one. So that needs to be picked up this weekend anyway. So yeah, that tree needs to come down for sure because the needles are just everywhere. Oh my gosh, I swept them up yesterday and there's going to be more tomorrow and Saturday when we actually pull the tree out. And the cool thing is here, while in the States, you can wait till the trash guys pick it up. But in North Carolina where we live, we actually don't have trash service. Because we're out kind of in the nowhere. That's not like a cul-de-sac type of thing or like a homeowners association type of thing. We're kind of out in the country. So we have to take our own trash out no matter what. Here though, we do live in the town. But for Christmas trees, there's actually a Boy Scout troop or something like that that comes around and they have a flatbed, like a pickup truck type thing where they drive around, they knock on your door, ask for donations and you give them a couple bucks and they haul away your tree. So it's kind of nice, but you got to make sure that it is out there on the curb waiting for them to pick up. Otherwise they will not stop. So, So I'm looking forward to kind of getting rid of that. Otherwise we'd have to like chop it up and burn it. And we really don't have a fire pit big enough for that. Although that would be a really cool thing to watch, to see that thing whoosh light up and just go, because you know, that tree is dry for sure. But when you do take down your Christmas decorations, I feel so sad too, because then the house looks so plain and just normal, not as festive. Do you have that feeling too? But the cool thing is though, that you do get to put your normal everyday decor back up again. And then sometimes it gives me a chance to kind of switch things up a bit too. If I had a painting in one room or some vases or something like that, or, then that gives me an opportunity to kind of move things around a bit, try it out a bit differently. If you have a tree in the corner of your room, did you have a desk there? So now you could put the desk back, you know? So there's certain things you're like, oh good, we're back to normal lives, and back to a normal, you know, decorating and things like that for your house and making it feel all cozy for the winter. So it does give you a chance to kind of restart. It is a new year, you know, fresh new look and things like that. But it does, like I said, give me a chance to kind of move things around a bit. I know my husband is just shakes his head every time he comes in the house, cause I'll move things around just randomly. I don't know, like every couple of months, I'm like, nope, I'm tired of this. I'm just going to move this around. I don't like it here anymore. I did that to the foyer, the entryway to him, about a month ago. I was just tired of the kids just, you know, we're kind of all bunched up in this corner and it's a pretty decent sized entryway. And I moved things around. Actually, it seemed small because the way they bunched up around things. And then I added a piece of furniture. I'm going to have to show you a picture of that. And look on my Instagram account, Blue Diamond Staging and Design. And I'll have to let you know when I post that up there. But yeah, you can see the before and after. I actually added a bench in there so we can sit down and put our boots on or shoes on or whatever. But yeah, So while it's sad to see the Christmas decor coming down, it really is time for it to go away and get back to a normal, somewhat normal life, right? With COVID, I know how you're feeling. So we've got some snow still falling. The kids have been having a lot of fun, but that entryway is, yeah, is getting its workout for sure with all the mud and the muck and the wetness. So it's good to get back into the swing of things, of normalcy as much as you can. But then change it up a bit, bring in your, you know, regular decor that you had put away for Christmas. And then, you know, change it up a bit, have a little fun with it, you know, change out the artwork. I know I had, one piece of large canvas that I had covered up with wrapping paper. And then when you tear it off, it's like, oh, it's a new picture, you know, it's the same one, but you know, you just haven't seen it in 2 months. Right. So that's just fun, just to kind of have the different spring colors come in. I know it's still winter, I know, but we can just hope for spring, right? New beginnings. Anyway, I hope you guys have a fabulous day. And, if you've taken your Christmas decorations, let me know if you've done that already, or if you're going to keep it up for a while. And the hardest thing for me is if you have lights outside, like out on the, front porch or something like that, and you got to take all those down, you kind of have to wait till like it's a kind of a nice day or something, when it's not bitterly cold, or windy or just raining. You kind of have to wait to get those down. Those are always harder for me to get down. But when it's a nice day, I'm like, oh no, we're getting those suckers down. Come on, let's get those up. Or are you the kind of person that leaves the lights on year round? Yeah, some of you are, and that's okay. But definitely start thinking about if you've taken them down. I'd love to hear if you have taken them down, we'll get a new fresh start for the year. And speaking for the new year, I do want to share with you a 2021 calendar that I have that's free. I'll put it in the notes, so you can get the link to it. But basically it's a one sheet, one page at a glance type of calendar where you can see all the months, and then plan out things like trips. I've already used mine several times and I'm trying to figure out now, when do I have this meeting? When does this appointment land on? Is this a Thursday or is that a Saturday? You know, so sometimes there's Zoom webinars and things like that. And I'm just like, what day does that fall on? So I've been using this already. It's underneath my keyboard. And you can laminate it. Once you print it out, you can, put it in one of those sheet protectors. So that way it's just kind of there for a quick at a glance calendar, one page, that you can use and download for free. So like I said, I will post that in the notes so that you can grab your free copy too. I hope you guys have a wonderful day, and I'll talk to you again soon. Bye.